Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Makabas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Sota. We're in the first parak. Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Haisa Miskasa Belevanim Miskasa Beshchorim. We had a rule that if the woman who is now being accused was wearing white clothing because they're attractive, and that's what she usually wears. So he tells you you have to wear black clothing, and she looks attractive in black clothing, so he puts her in ugly clothing. So if she was wearing all sorts of jewelry, whether it was a necklace or an earring or rings on the fingers, we tell her to take them off. We should disgrace her. Afterwards, in other words, after all the clothing is torn, which is where we left things yesterday, they would bring an Egyptian rope because she behaved like an Egyptian. They were known for their immorality. And so if you can't use the Egyptian rope, use something else. And you tie it, you tie it above her chest to keep her clothing from slipping off and leaving her entirely naked. Right? Now, anyone who wants to come should come and see it. Right? The men are allowed to come. But we're going to see in a minute that the women have a mitzvah to come. Except for her slaves and her maidservants, because she's going to be emboldened by seeing them and be confident, and she'll keep saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. Everyone is allowed to come watch her. It should be read that all women are musros, not mutaros, but musros. They were warned to go see her. Why? Because they should take the advice and understand that whatever happens, this is what the future happens for you. The Mishnah says the measure that you use towards yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you accordingly. That's what we call mida keneged mida, right? He kashed esatz malavera. She dressed herself up for an avera. Hamakom nivlasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her look ugly by saying that her hair should be uncovered and untied, and that her clothing should be torn. He gilsa esatz malavera. She revealed herself to sin. She went to a public place so that people should see her. So Hamakom gilola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had her stand by the Nicanor gate. Great, let everyone see you. She started the sin with her thigh and then went to her belly, right? The pleasure went from the thighs to the belly. So her thigh gets struck first and then the belly, right? When the Kohen curses her, he says that your thigh is going to collapse and then your belly will blow up, right? And so, however, you should just understand the rest of the body certainly would not escape punishment. We certainly see that, and we will see in the next parak, in the third parak, that she certainly goes through a process whereby her face starts to expand, everything starts to look like she's about to explode. She's going to get it solid, and that's why we see that there is a midah keneged midah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day, and a chodesh tovu mevorach.